morning, Tommy.
Hey, Andrew, how are you?
Very well indeed, mate. And just a quick word on Parati yesterday. Just seemed to bowl around and really enjoy it.
Yeah, no, he's come back in great order, his preparation, and he's feeling really, really well. It was a nice piece of work, and he's spot on for 2 weeks' time.
You've had a solid start to the new season, and you've got some nice-looking quality horses around you. And well, let's start with Libertini. You obviously have a lot of confidence in her.
Yeah, I do. It felt like last prep I hopped off a filly, and I've jumped onto a colt this preparation. She's put on a lot of weight and filled right out into a lovely filly, and she's done everything right this preparation and done whatever we've asked her to. And I'm not sure how good she is, but everything she's doing at the moment suggests that she's going very well.
She'll be up in the first four here today, won't she?
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me to see her outside the leader if they didn't go very quick. I guess Villamai, the horse of Gerald Rhines, looks the obvious leader, and that looks about it. There's obviously Tony McAvoy's horse won't be far away from the inside gate. Maybe the only other one that could press forward is Let It Pour. So we'll be in the first four somewhere, I think.
Okay. Other rides, Philadora in the first. She's raced well fresh in the past.
Yeah, she has. There's a lot of speed in that race, so she'll probably get back from the barrier and be hitting the line pretty strong late, I think.
Lucicello, up to 1,300 should suit.
Yeah, definitely. She's a filly that's come a long way in a short time, and as you said, I heard you on the show, probably the drop back to the 1,100 didn't suit her last start, but up to 1,300 will. There looks to be nice speed in the race, and I think if we can just cut the corner and did what we did on her a couple of starts ago and not make a long run and just save her for that one crack at them late. She's got a devastating turn of foot, and she'll be right in it at the end.
Trope in race six. He lacks the experience of a few, but, geez, he appears to have plenty of talent.
Yeah, he's got a lot of ability. He showed that last preparation. Look, he's obviously going to get back in this race again, especially from the barrier he's drawn. There's nice speed in the race, which is going to suit him, but I just wanted to see him jump out the barriers a bit better. He's just been flopping out and giving him a bit of a start. So if he can jump a little bit better and be in front of, you know, three or four, it's definitely going to help him in the run. But he'll be very strong to the line late, and I'll be disappointed if he's not right in the finish.
Young star, start-off race for her.
Yeah, I gave her an expedition gallop last week, and she's come back in great order. She wants to be here, and she'll obviously get back from the barrier. There doesn't look to be a heap of speed in the race, so I don't think that's going to suit her quite well. But just look for her hitting the line strong late, and she's obviously a horse that's going to improve once she gets to 2,000 and beyond. So she's in good form now.
And Mizzy, all her trials are great.
Yeah, they are. And, she's always a horse that, you know, last preparation was a bit of a forgotten horse, and she kept coming out and raising the bar and running really good races in a couple in Group 1s as well. So she gets in with a really light weight, which is going to suit her. She's drawn a good barrier, so she'll be able to park just behind what looks to be a good speed. She's come back really strong this preparation. I think she's shown probably the most improvement out of the good horses I'm riding this preparation. So I'd be disappointed, once again, if she's not right in the finish.
Yeah, that's a good push for Mizzy there in the second last today. Hey, Tommy, good luck with all of them, mate. We'll see you out here later on.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me on the show.